Well, hello everyone. This is Nobo A. Calypso, Master Mystical Numerologist and Ho'olahu Lima Coach. We are having very snuggly days in Arizona when my St. Francis fountain outside freezes over every day and I have to go out with buckets of water. But it's cozy in the house when the home is nice and toasty and cozy, and you know, you could grab a blanket and snuggle up and read on the couch, and the birds are happy and singing, and we play music in the house. And I don't know if anyone has parrots, but parrots love music. Anyway, I haven't been on the show alone, I think, in 3 weeks. My partner, Ayumi Okada, is doing a show once a month in Japanese for our Japanese clients. And I had a couple guests on, Sari from New York, who is has a master's degree in nutrition, and Dr. Pia from New York as well, although they're in different places, who is a dentist, but a cosmetic dentist on Fifth Avenue. I love diversity. If anyone has ever been to my home, there at first it's kind of shocking, because especially for Japanese people, because they don't gravitate towards the busyness in life that I do. But I absolutely love diversity, so I have it all around me all the time. And I like to have diversity with the show as well. So I so enjoyed having Sari and Dr. Pia on. And I'm so glad that Ayumi has decided to do a show in mystical numerology. I will be going to once a month with my personal show, probably not having guests. And Ayumi Okada will be doing one show a month as well. And this is due to scheduling for myself. And I really look forward to doing this once a month, I think, to be a part of other people, and this type of media is great. Anyway, today, I want to talk to you about vibrations and images, and try to shed some light on why everything is so discordant today. Why people are having as many difficulties as they are. Now, what I'm going to tell you isn't a definitive approach, but it's to expand your minds a little bit further and take you out of the box. So when I talk to people, I always try to remind them I'm not trying to be subjective. I am adamant about what I say because I believe I have a strong belief and a strong faith in the things that I believe in. But my adamancy doesn't mean that it's arrogance to say that this is subjective, this is definitive, and mind your P's and Q's, this is what you have to listen to. That's not the way that I am. So when I tell you these things, it may be very shocking to a lot of people, but I don't want you to think that it's definitive. And I certainly don't want you to feel as if that I'm tapped into something greater than you are, because we're all working with the same energies all the time. My experiences in life have just opened me up a great deal, and it's a preference of mine. I don't prefer to linger around in a negative consciousness. I prefer to be in a positive consciousness, and that is the universal energies and the energies of nature. So I exist by manifesting that energy. I don't exist in another realm. If I did, I seriously doubt if I would return anytime soon. But I want to talk to you about how we began. And you first have to have an understanding that a lot of what we know today has been very controlled and very manipulated. The scholars that we have today are what's called scholardom. They keep things in a contained box. There's a certain fundamental structure that exists around us that contains us into a certain way of thinking. And the church stands behind us, and they've had a pretty large influence of this over the years. I don't know if anybody has seen the movie Angels and Demons, but I really wanted to see mobs of people just run in there and take things back that belongs to the indigenous people and close the place down. And I'm sorry if that offends any Catholics, but you know, these things that they have in their archives don't belong to them. They belong to us. They belong to the world. They have knowledge and books and things in the basement of the Vatican that they have no business having, yet they feel that they should. Anyway, that's a whole different... Don't get me started on that one. I want you to think that we've been bamboozled a lot. We've been hoodwinked a lot, conditioned a lot. Our knowledge base has been controlled within schools and universities. We are to become consumers in America. The government controls a lot of secrets. There's just, and I don't get into cabals. I'm not a conspiracy theory, but you know, there's so much going on that it's silly not to pay attention to it. But I don't get into these major, you know, lizard people stalking around stuff. Whether it is or it isn't, that's not a direction I like to be in. Unless I saw that the lizards can somehow go, you know, transmogrify into something more beautiful, then I would pay attention to it. But if they're just going to remain lizards and be as grumpy as they are, well, I don't, you know, I don't talk to grumpy neighbors, so I'm not going to talk to grumpy lizards either. I that's just not where I put my energies. I have I really have no time for it because I want to stay in a positive higher octave. Now, so let's just say it's a given that, especially for the last 2,500 years, everything has been very controlled, very edited. We've gotten small strands of the truth, and most people don't know the truth. There is even an archbishop from Ulster 400 years ago who said that the beginning, mankind has only existed for 6,000 to 8,000 years, which is just silly. But they try to, it's a control thing. To think of past civilizations like Mu, Lemurian, Atlantis is just, you know, blasphemy and it's unheard of. But, we have to realize that what that energy is that's pouring through us, especially that comes out to our chest, is really an incorruptible and untainable energy. And this is the energy that I rely on for the truth. I certainly don't rely on it from any book from a university or anything from scholardom. I don't like people lying to me. I don't like deceit. I don't like duplicity. And I certainly don't enjoy the fact that neuroscientists are working with corporations to find greater ways of mentally mauling our minds, you know, so that corporations make money. So I think that we all have to look at this and say, I'm not going to be a part of it. So what I'm going to do is perhaps help open you up to think outside the box and think for expansion just for yourself. And remember, what I'm telling you is not subjective. And the information that I have does come from that certain place inside of me, which is heart-centered. It's not information that trickles through my imagination. It's very heart-centered, and I've taken a long time to look at this and research it as much as I can. Although what's available for the research to find that truth is probably in the dungeons of the Vatican. And I'd love to get my hands on it. I would love to have free reign down in those dungeons, you know, I would just love to give me all the combinations, whatever. Leave me alone. Let me stay down here for at least 6 months, and let me bury myself in these treasures. But and I hoped before I leave this planet, I do see something done about that, because all this money, all this gold, all this knowledge needs to go back to the indigenous people and to the cultures around the world. Anyway, one of the reasons why things are so discordant today is because the energy is not within harmony at all. And I'm not talking about just people's thoughts. So if you lend me your ear for just a couple minutes, and if you just sit and relax and allow my words to just play with my words, just kind of be a playful child and not a scrutinizing Westerner. But play with what I have to say. Let me offer you something new to play with. But how we developed was not so much anthropologically that we have thumbs and we make tools. So therefore, we are at the apex of the animal kingdom. And this, you know, there's so many organizations and institutions and religions that would really like to keep us in this veil. But let's go beyond that and let's think of how our true authentic selves developed. How we developed mostly was from imaging. We had this remarkable ability to image. When we decided to come into the material, we used a lot of imaging. And I don't know how many people are highly intuitive, but intuition is based on imaging. It's pictures. It's really not a lot of words. I think when the words come in is when the imagination starts getting a little, you know, excited and starts playing around. But everything was based on imaging, my friends. We had an ability to image, and the ability to image through intuition was very, very strong and very powerful. So we were able to create we were able to manifest the things that we needed by imaging, and we had to go through a lot of practice, meaning a lot of what one would call incarnation. Certainly it wasn't looked upon at that time, but we had to come into practice this imaging. And the thing that was what is so important is that we imaged together as groups. And this is where we fail today. The intuitive imaging to create the things that we needed within the material was intuitive imaging as groups. So therefore, whatever was created was harmonious for all, and it worked. So let me just give you a kind of cartoon example. If a large group of us came down upon the planet and we took form on, let's say, this continent, and we wanted to go to Japan, well, we had this remarkable ability of intuitively imaging together to create something that would get us from one shore to another, a boat or whatever that would be called. But together we created this intuitive imaging that was able to manifest what we needed, and it was harmonious. So within this imaging, we were able to what could be considered teleport ourselves from one place to another. And if a large material thing was needed, it was very easy for us as a group to do this together to create it. So that wasn't the difficult part. Because usually with anything that we, if we want to have success in anything that we do, we have to image it first. We have to image ourselves doing it. We have to image from our subconscious, or what Hunas called the une hippoli. We have to image that first, create a picture. And then to carry it out is like no big deal. But it's the accuracy within the image and not changing that imaging for ourselves. And today it could be looked at as magic, but certainly it wasn't. It really isn't. It's what we're capable of doing. So the intuitive imaging we're able to do as a collective whole. And so whatever was manifested from that had harmony. So let's say a large group of us, 1,000 or 1,500 of we brothers and sisters got together and decided, oh, you know, let's go over to Japan. So in a group intuitive imaging, we created a teleportation device, whether it's a boat or, and we were able to use our hands and thumbs to create this thing for us. And therefore it had harmony because within the intuitive imaging, it was a part of us. What we created was a part of us and was created in harmony for the benefit of the group, for the benefit of mankind. So therefore, very rarely did anything that was created fail because it was within harmony and it was in harmony for the betterment of the all, or today they say for the best and highest good. I don't begin to suggest what they said then. So everything was created within harmony, within whatever we manifested. So it worked, and it worked exceedingly well. So let's turn around and let's look at today. Let's look at the disruptances we have today. Let's look at in each and every household. How many appliances are we constantly trying to replace and fix? Granted, most corporations, especially the car companies, are making these things, the engineers design them only to last a certain period of time, so they break down and you get another one. Well, once I have a vehicle that breaks down and I'm not pleased with it, I'm not buying that same make again. But that's besides the point, is that everything is not created today within harmony for the betterment of mankind. It's created for individual growth. It's created for individual greed. It's created for individual material wants and needs and desires. So therefore, most things that we have today, unless they're handmade by someone who's highly benevolent, doesn't work that well because it's not really within harmony of who we are. It's not a group consciousness. It's not something that's been intuitively imaged for the betterment of mankind. Mostly everything that's been created today is for individual growth. It's for the hubris of man, and it's for individual and even corporations. We could consider them individual entities. It's for their commercialization. It's for their exploitation. It's for their globalization and all these strange things that they do. It's not for the harmony of within the harmony of people. So I'm really surprised that I can even go out and get inside of a car that wasn't really created this way for me, that the energy is so disrupted all around us. The appliances, the technology, the machines, all this stuff that is actually, we're all made from the same stuff, which is the four count carbon compounds. It's just been molded differently. So therefore, it can carry that intuitive imaging to mold it or manifest into something that is good for all humanity and for the best and highest good. I would say 80% of the junk that exists today is not made that way. So there's constant complications. I mean, constant things going wrong with all these cheap appliances and things, because they are not created for the harmony of mankind. They're created for an individual's bank account, and so therefore, when it doesn't become in harmony with us, it really surprises me that the darn thing could work, and I find that very aggravating. It drives me insane. And one just has to work with it the best way that they can. I feel that one really does have to go for finer, finer quality on this planet. Really fine-tuned quality of masters. Masters with many, many, many years of experience that have put their ancestry into making these products, like the Japanese. When Japanese cars come off the line, they're made in harmony with other people. They're made with the consideration of other people, and so they're made very fine. And that's why they last, because they're made well. They have little vacuum cleaners out there that are about the size of my calf, and made by Panasonic, and they're made. They're so sturdy and so strong and so powerful because they're made for the consideration of other people using them. And this is the type of harmony that we have lost in this country. There used to be a time when 90% of Americans had their own business until, you know, after the Civil War and the Industrial Revolution went kerplunk. You know, then boom, everything just turned into mass marketing, and that's the appeal today. And it's gotten so ridiculous and insane that there is no harmony. There's no harmony in products. There's no harmony in technology. There's no harmony in anything that is put out by these corporations, because it's not for the betterment of mankind. It's for the betterment of their bank accounts. And so we really have to look at this, and I know that it costs more to get a finer quality computer or item, but we really need to know that we deserve this and we want that harmony. Any entity that wants to harmonize with us with their product, and that product is an expression of their intuitive imaging, I think that's the best route to go. Or we just are going to have these heaps of junk behind our houses that, washers, dryers, stoves, microwaves, all this vacuum cleaners, and these shopping for a vacuum cleaner in this country was just deplorable. They were all made very, very cheap. They were like a Bic Click. Everything that we have today is more or less like a Bic Click. So if we look at imaging, if we look at intuitive imaging, we really want to see just how beautiful we really are and what we deserve in life. We don't deserve to continue lining the pockets of somebody else and getting this thing in return that's just going to burn out in a few months. But we want others to harmonize with us. If they're not harmonizing with us, we shouldn't be their customer. We shouldn't. It's that discordant energy. Why do we want to try to join forces with something that has no intention of joining forces with us, but really wants to for us to hand over our dollars? So I think that it comes down to an individual choice. And what I want to impress upon you this evening is that you're absolutely beautiful individuals, and you should treat yourselves as such. And we, as a group, should decide that enough's enough. You know, we deserve greater harmony. We deserve better creative imaging that's manifested to make our humanity better. And we deserve this as a group. If the internet, with all its craziness, was harmonized better. And the internet's a very good thing, because we can connect all across the globe. And this is a really wonderful thing. But of course, it's been targeted for scams and, you know, all this, the hubris of mankind just marches in the back door, and there's, you know, it's capitalized on and blah, blah, blah. So it's messy. It's just this messy thing. And I don't know about your PC, but mine's not always operating. I don't expect it to. They're trying to develop computers based on the human DNA. Well, they can make computers out of camel snot as far as I'm concerned, but I really hope that your intuitive imaging sees this as a benefit of mankind and not to get, you know, your name in lights or your bank account swelled very large. And my suggestion is for us to really pay attention to this, that we're not just thumbs and walking erect creatures. We are spectacular, miraculous beings that have existed for a very, very long time. And we have a connection that can never be separated. And we can't allow anything on this planet to make us feel separate when it doesn't exist. We can't allow people to bamboozle us. And even trying to draw a separation between the sexes is ridiculous. We have to see that we are here as a group, and we're here for our own involution to evolve the human species. And this discordant energy that we're working with today is just, it's ghastly. It's almost like a nightmare. I mean, life is so volatile and so precarious today, one has no idea, first of all, what man's going to do. And second of all, there's no guarantees in anything that we exchange or we purchase so that we could better our lives. And we are supposed to be living comfortable lives. But it should be to our comfort and our advantage so that we could be more available to each other than to, you know, open up Swiss bank accounts and, you know, Cayman Islands and all this insane hogwash that's going on today. So I want to impress upon you that we are still magical beings that can group together, and we can use intuitive imaging. And some would consider it magic, but it really was quite natural. Now, I want to tell you that there's a difference between creative imaging and black magic, because black magic works with imaging. And I feel, and I'm glad I'm not sitting in a place where someone could throw a tomato at me, but I feel the Catholic Church practice has been a practitioner of black magic all these years. When someone works with black magic, they use symbols symbols are so important to us because they're like guideposts. They guide us around. And these symbols, the Catholic Church, one of their greatest ways of becoming as infamous or as powerful as they are today is through the use of symbols. And when you use symbols in a negative way to control people, you're looking at black magic, and there is just no getting around this. It is black magic. When you're using symbols in a dark way to make people feel bad about themselves so that you can control them, well, hello, that's not the light, and that's not how the universe and nature moves. Nature has never set an example for that in front of me, and since nature never has, I will not believe in that for one second. And we have to look at this. We have to begin to intuitive image our own new symbols for ourselves. What is a new symbol that we can all group together and believe in? Now, I came from the 70s. And ours was the peace symbol, which, you know, the military called the chicken foot. Who cares? It was the peace symbol to me. And I love seeing it on Volkswagen bugs and buses. And I liked wearing it. I wore it all the time with my long hair. And the dove. The dove was a symbol of peace. And those were symbols that, that I gravitated towards in with my group of people. So I didn't gravitate towards the crucifix and the cross and all these symbols that the pietà. I just did not gravitate towards them. When you even the cross has the meaning for it today is completely different from what the what a form like that means. The straight the two straight lines joined together. It actually means standing the righted way, and that's it. To take that any further to, you know, beat people over the head and make them feel awful about being born and tell them that they're these unscrupulous little lost lambs that can only, anyway, is we have to look at the, if it's not used in a positive way to draw people to the light, then it is not, it is not within the movement of nature. It's not within the movement of the universe. It's dark, and to me, it's black magic. So, if anything, open yourselves up with this expansion to say, you know, I'm not going to be bamboozled anymore. I'm going to use my intuitive imaging to create better things around me. But it usually works better in groups, and this is what's so great about this new age that we've gone into. Because this is time of the feminine. That doesn't mean that an aggressive, opportunistic female is going to have her heyday in this movement of this new age. The feminine, the Chinese have always believed that the yin and yang were oscillating energies that are around us all the time. I do as well. It's going to the higher octave. When you're working with the spiral, you have to go to the higher octave to create the balance. So with the oscillating yin yang energies right now, it's what is moving to a higher octave would be the feminine, the yin. And that means that intuition is going to be a lot stronger with people. People are going to move more towards things through inspiration instead of logic and reason and compartmentalizing everything. People are going to stop wanting to be so depersonalized, such as the way that things are now in the Western world. We don't want to be objectified anymore. The other part of it is the feminine energy is very inclusive. It opens up to all. The feminine energy doesn't really create boundaries to say, okay, you, yes. It's very inclusive, and that's what nature is. In order to create unity, there has to be diversity. So we have this feminine yin energy that is available to us that's moving very strongly all around us. A lot of new age practitioners are calling it goddess energy, but I just don't want to see that separating people. It is a feminine energy, but it's not, the feminine energy doesn't war with the masculine energy. The feminine energy already feels a part of the yin and yang are already one within the other. So the feminine energy is non-aggressive. It doesn't war, but it makes changes within groups. It makes changes in quantity and by coming together. So in actuality, this is time for the feminine energy to start grouping together. And within these groups that are going to be very inclusive, they're going to get larger and larger and larger, and they're going to create better conditions in the world. And that's how it's to move. Women, and when I say women, is because their bodies are the female vehicle, they would feel this feminine energy more. And so when the yin energy pours through women, they should allow themselves to be inclusive and intuitive and start grouping together and start creating better systems, banking systems, financial systems, and things like that. Because if it's led to the rule of man, it's just going to continue being what it's been for many, 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 many years. So it's within the grouping together, and then the grouping together brings back the intuitive imaging to create the harmony that's needed for mankind. So if people are wondering about 2012 and, you know, all this blah, 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 don't. But look to see about being, look for this inclusion. Look for these groups that are non-aggressive. Look for creating change within with the harmonizing within a group. And look towards using that intuitive imaging so that what is made for the betterment of mankind, because it's sooner or later it's going to shift to that. And right now, there's a lot of challenges because people don't want to see, and we kind of know who these people are, but they don't want this change. They want things to pretty much stay where they are, and so that they can have their control, you know. And to me, they're just being naughty, you know, just really naughty. It's like the bullies who won't go home after a group of girls came in and kicked their butt. It's like, you know, it's just go home, sulk, brood, but come back and join the group, because this is where it's, this is how it's going to happen. I remember years ago, when I was in Philadelphia and when I was in Seattle, they had co-ops, and the co-ops did very, very, very well. Things have gotten, you know, a little out of control, but the co-ops did well. And things are going to move kind of in that direction, more community groupings, more cooperation within the communities, putting aside, you know, individual, especially egocentric, you know, loudmouths, you know, the big bully on the street who wants things his way. That's not going to be included in the group until, you know, he gets his universal spanking and comes back with a little humility. And those are the people that are going to have the difficult times as, you know, it progresses into 2012 and beyond. But it is, I would really, really emphasize for women or for men to open up their hearts to their yin or their feminine energy and start grouping together to give. It's a time, no longer is it a time to take, and it's a time to give. It's to give in a whole. It's to give with harmony as a whole. And you have to remember that the light is always greater than the dark. So with this new light that's going to shine forth, with these groups that are exist from harmony to make mankind a better place, the light will encompass the dark. It's like going to the highest will. The highest will always prevails. The positive always wins over the negative. So that's... It's something very favorable for ones to think about, because it really is, it's time. I mean, it's just, you know, man's been given a little bit too much freedom, and he hasn't done that good with it. If he has, our Earth wouldn't be so ill. So, you know, it's time to rejoin the forces. Okay, man has had his opportunity to express his yang over the last 2,500 years. It hasn't gone that well. It's time for the feminine, for the yin, to re-embrace the energy. Bring the boy home. partner back up. That's what it's all about. And that's called bringing heaven and earth together. It's creating a balance between heaven and earth. So the... surprisingly enough, the power has shifted, and it will shift to the feminine. If a woman continues working within the masculine with the yang energies, that's not, the power doesn't shift to her. She doesn't become lucky. But what it is the ability of the self-preservation of the feminine, the introspection of the feminine, the ability to be all-inclusive within the feminine, the time to think things through, to do things more diplomatic, to have a cooperative spirit, to have mediation, to have fairness, to have tact, to have consideration. Because in America, the rudeness that exists here is just, it's unbelievable. And I know that each person knows exactly what I'm talking about. It's just downright cold. It's apathetic. And that's because of the rigid pragmatism that exists within our fabric. So the feminine is to re-embrace this. The feminine is to not boot man out of his hammock and jump in there with a Mai Tai, but it's to re-embrace. It's to, and that's the symbol within the golden means. It's to the two circles around the bold one, because the sacred geometry is a paradigm for this age, and it is the feminine, and that's why sacred geometry is resurfacing again, because it is bringing in the beauty and the aesthetic proportions, and it brings in a more introspective, deeper look into things, which is what the feminine offers. But it does so with self-preservation, with protection and compassion. That's the biggest feminine quality, is the compassion. So this is the shift. And if people want to remain incompassionate, if people want to remain opportunists, if people want to remain with the selfless herds, if people want to remain in conflict against this change, then these are the people that are going to have the most difficult times. And that's not a prophecy. It's just the movement, this how things are moving. So, yes, there is a lot of discordance. I have it in my household. You know, these things we're in, there's some economical mayhem going on, and we see that corporations have not only upped their prices, but they've taken the quality of what they give to us way down, and even the packaging is pretty poor. The quality has gotten poorer, and they have the audacity to take the prices up. And I find that highly offensive, because it's a time that we need to come together and cooperate with one another, and we're doing anything but that. And so there's going to be repercussions from that, because we're not within the higher octave of nature's energies. So if we're not moving with that type of direction, that type of purpose within that reflective principle, yes, then expect to get, you know, a real good spanking from the universe. So it's a really a wonderful expansion of the mind to take yourself further by thinking, oh, okay, so we're not just about loincloths, thumbs, and walking erect. We're actually pretty magical beings. We're very, very magical in these organic vehicles. But we become even more magnificent when we remain together. And we cannot allow any kind of doctrines or dogmatism to insist on separating that, because it's a fallacy. It's not true. It's just like Christian philosophers separated us from nature. Ooh, the spooky wilderness. You know, the beasties out there, they're going to get you. We have to demand for these things to stop, because we've never been separate. And if we think about the beasties in the wilderness, it's beasties we created, because animals had a completely different existence a long time ago with us. They had a remarkable existence, but what's happening with the animal kingdom today is a strong reflection of the human consciousness. And a lot of species are just getting the heck off of Gaia, and I can't blame them. We have to look at working with flower essences and where were the flowers created. A lot of this came from the intuitive image, and flowers were like the sparkle of our souls. So we're much more magnificent than our present Western civilization would have us believe, and the stagnation within major religions. You know, it's who wants to stick their feet in an old dirty pond that has no running water? I'm going to go to the falls. I'm going to stand over the falls, and I'm going to feel water alive all around me. So take your feet out of the pond and go stand under the falls. But let's start doing it in groups. Let's have the harmonizing within the groups, and maybe we can overcome this discordance, and together as a group we can say, we are entitled to better treatment than what you're handing us, and we don't want to hear your malarkey about costs. We want you to harmonize with us the way that the Japanese harmonize with their products. I don't know how many people have been to Japan, but when you buy something in Japan, it is with the greatest respect and consideration and harmony with that product. And they don't cut those corners like they do here. I mean, recently I had difficulty with my car again. It's a $10,000 car, and I put in $5,500 of repairs into it because of the stuff. But I took it in for an oil change because we'll be going to Los Angeles soon. And they couldn't get the bolt off of the oil pan. So I had to make an appointment, take it to a mechanic, and find out what was going on. And it turned, because I just had, or this mechanic said I needed a new oil pan in the spring. And so I had the new oil pan put on. But it turned out that it was due to this mechanic that destroyed the oil pan. So now I have to get a whole new oil pan. The mechanic refuses to redo the work. And these are the things that we're constantly dealing with. I mean, it's just constant. And it's such disharmony. It's just constant. And it adds to the stress in life, and it doesn't have to be that way. So I strongly feel that there would be greater advocacy groups that are going to develop within this feminine energy. And they're going to be very powerful. There are women's groups across the country that are extremely powerful, like MAD. MAD has become a very powerful organization, the League of Women's Voters. When these organizations come together and they remain within harmony of their mission, there's just no end to the changes that this yin energy can create or can manifest. And that's what we're looking at. We're looking at major changes with women coming together. And I intend on being a part of that energy. I'm not going to feel separate from that at all. And I don't care what my buddies in the locker room say. You know, to me, that's just a bunch of blah, blah. You know, I'm not an idiot person. I want to see this be a better world, and I want to see it be a better world for children. And I don't want to be a part of the huge consumption rate that lowers the quality of life for children who are here to have their own involution. Why should I deprive them of their time of learning just so, you know, I could put my bare feet on a leather ottoman and watch a plasma TV? You know, that doesn't seem right to me. But what feels more comfortable is really paying attention to, you know, children growing up in this pollution, children growing up without the love of these animals and flowers and trees and things around them. You know, they deserve to be with this beauty. That's what Gaia is all about, is to continually replace this beauty so that there could be greater evolution. And why deprive that of other people? Why be a corporation and hack down rainforest trees just so that you can have a healthy bank account during your lifetime? I mean, it's monstrous behavior. So I want to reemphasize that it is within the groups of the yin, within the groups of women that are going to make these changes. And I want to applaud any of them that are beginning now, because there's right now, we're in 2009, there's still some hesitation within this. And because as I said before, the feminine is non-aggressive. So it's taken a little bit longer than I thought it would take, to be honest with you. I thought we'd see larger changes by now. But it is going to come from the yin energy filtering through women within groups. And I'm always asking my female clients, please get a group together. Let's, you know, discuss these things. But there seems to be some hesitation. And that's the hesitation of going from one age to another. It's like waiting for a bucket of cold water to be thrown on you or something. And one thing we cannot do, ladies or men with the yin energy, we can't procrastinate. We can't wait. The movement is happening now. It's not, there's not a waiting game in nature. The benevolence and energies within nature are highly impartial. They don't select certain people. You know, the energies don't turn around and say, oh, we're for Hillary Clinton on this one. It's just not that way. It's very impartial, and there's not going to be some Archangel Michael isn't going to jump down in the middle of your swimming pool and open up his arms. That's just not going to happen. But you can use your intuition and inspiration to open up your own arms to have inclusion with within the group. So if we want to stop living with this discordant energy, we have to start using intuitive imaging together as a group to create greater harmony on this planet. And it works. It works. You could take 1,000, you could take 500, 1,000 people who use their own intuitive imaging to harmonize together to create something for the betterment of mankind. And that energy would become much powerful than most of the organizations and corporations, the commercialism within existence. So it doesn't take a lot of people, but we shouldn't be standing on the sidelines waiting for our name to be called. Oh, Mary Jo, you're up next. Let's go. That's just not going to happen. The energies are very, very, very impartial. Please keep this in mind. Please open yourselves up to expand your mind to further think and get out of the thumbs. You know, let go of the thumbs thing, the tools and thumbs and the anthropological this and that, and most of that's all colored anyway. You know, the archaeologists and the anthropologists aren't telling the truth of all their finds, so, you know, we have to dig a little bit deeper. But for your own self, if you want validation, or if you want to understand yourself further, look in the heart, because the heart is where the yin energy comes from. All the answers that you need are in the heart. And join that heart, join that energy with other people. Become inclusive. And say within the group, what can we give? Instead of, me, what can I take? It is about what we can give within harmony, within group consciousness. And come heck or tidal waters, this is the movement that is happening around us, and this is the movement that we should think about being paying attention to. And it will make the world a better place. So I'll leave you with the last note of, it is the feminine re-embracing man, not competing against man, because that just isn't going to work. It's re-embracing the male energy to contain the oneness that already exists. It's just an illusion that it doesn't. So let's, you know, allow your minds to go further, expand in your thoughts. And I want to thank all who have listened. And I'll be back next month. Ayumi will be on in a week or so. But happy holidays to you all. Expand your mind. Look at the light. And Maluhia.